You can look at a person's eyes and see things about them. Now, on the spiritual side of it, it says that the eye is the light of the body. The eye is the light of the body. Okay? Let me go back to that. Your insight, your eye, your light, your eye, the revelation you carry, your eye, your understanding, your eye. The eye is the light of the body. Amen. Your perception. All these things are your eye. If the eye isn't single, the whole body is dark. Let me make it make some more sense here. The eye that Jesus is talking about is the light of the body is the eye. Your insight has to do with your eye. Your revelation. The revelation of Christ has to do with your eye. The understanding that you carry has to do with how you see, your eye. Amen. Not these eyes. Amen. These eyes see temporal things. Amen. Even your mind. Your mind, part of it is a brain. The brain and the mind are different. Amen. The brain just gathers information and processes information, but your mind is what sees. Your mind got eyes. Okay, so all of these things, your light, your insight, your revelation, your understanding, and your perception are affected when your eye isn't single. The light of the body is the eye. All that you are is affected when your eye isn't single, when you're not focused, when you're double-minded. Don't think for a moment that you're not affected. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Everything about you is unstable when you're double-minded. You see, some people are afraid of favor because of the price tag that may come with favor. How people will become jealous of you or persecute you or not treat you well or speak evil of you. Some of that is part of the territory. But you can't be afraid of God's favor. You can't be double-minded about things, up and down about things, in and out about things, when God wants to place favor on your life. Amen. You better get single in your eye. Because if your eye has darkness, let me read this. It says, but if the eye, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is single, the whole body is full of light. But if your eye be evil, your whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? Stop letting the enemy trick you into thinking there's some gray area. There's no gray area. Is you is? Or is you ain't? I didn't say that we were perfect. That's right. That we were flawless. Amen. That we never made mistakes. Didn't say that. But there's a distinct difference between the eye being full of light or the eye being full of darkness. Amen. Now let's put a cap on this, because if or when the heart becomes divided into two, a big red warning light starts to go off. You know how in movies when a big factory or something, all of a sudden somebody's, let's say they planted a bomb in there or something, and they hit the bomb, and the lights start flashing, everybody's running out the building. Well, when the heart gets divided right away, a light starts to flash in your spirit, a warning light. A warning light, a warning light, a warning light starts to flash. Verse number 24. No man can serve two masters. That's what Jesus said. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Amen. You cannot serve God and mammon. Amen. Now, understand, and I think we do, God is not troubled about you or I or anyone owning. As a matter of fact, our destiny has to do with profiting. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 48:17 is God that teaches us to profit and shows us or leads us in the way that we're to go. But he has a way. It's like, you know, let's say when that warning light in that factory starts going off and everybody starts, you know, at headquarters or in the control room, they usually have some buttons they can press to shut everything down. Amen. That's the way it is with God. When that warning light goes off, see, sometimes someone's heart may be starting to move toward greed. Amen. And covetousness. Amen. And mammon and gain, and it's starting to pine away at their walk with God. And God is not in their thoughts as he once was. And they're not purposing to take time with God as they once did. Amen. He's just not that high on the priority list anymore. Amen. Every now and then, you know, not that they've forsaken God. It's just that something is stealing from them and trying to take God's life. What I've been teaching you these past weeks, vitally important to putting a stop. See, God has safety nets. He has those buttons he can press to stop the flow of these things into your life. Amen. It's simple. It's always in relationship to and in accordance with his financial plan for your life. You want to stop the devourer? You want to put a stop to these thoughts that race to your mind, these dreams you've been having, this stuff that's been plaguing you and pushing you towards things that you know God is not pleased with, or that you know is not in God's will, but yet you can do it, is to go back to the basics. He said, honor the Lord with the first fruits. Come on, first fruits. Tell somebody, put God first again. Even if you have to struggle getting up. You know you hadn't prayed in a long time. Really prayed and talked to God. And just hadn't been able. See, you got in that place where you just can't get up now. Only talk you have is pillow talk. It's like the devil just is on you. He won't let you up out the bed. Come on. You'll find that there's a grace upon you that the moment you decide, maybe not even in the area of prayer, but in an area that affects your life where you've allowed mammon, you've allowed other stuff to enter in and to affect you, and it's been stealing from you. And the joy of the Lord is not your strength. And, you know, you find that you're moving away from God's principles and being consumed by the cares of life and the world system and the way they think. God has a way of bringing that to an abrupt end. But tell somebody, you got to make up your mind. You have to choose. Amen. And it's like with tithing. You don't tell people, well, when you get it together, then start to tithe. No, you are doing them a disfavor. You are allowing them to continue to dishonor God. Amen. And yet try to find their way out. Amen. No, you find your way out the moment you start to honor God. Yes. Yes. Hello, the moment that you turn to him, you'll find he's right there. Yes. And he was waiting on you, and now he'll assist you. That's what the Holy Spirit is for, to comfort you, to assist you, the paraclete, the enabler. Yes. But if you don't turn to him, I don't care what kind of mess you have created or what mess you are in or what the opposition. Tell me what God can't do. The moment you convince me what God can't do, I'm going home. There's nothing he cannot do. There's nothing he will not do for one of his own. Nothing he's not capable of doing. The moment you turn to him, he said, turn to me. I will turn to you. You waiting on God to turn to you. He's waiting on you to turn to him. He's there. Amen. He's not changed. He's forever the same. If we're going to walk with God in these last days, one of us is going to have to change. It ain't going to be God. Thus saith the Lord. One of us is going to have to change. It ain't going to be him. Because he never changes. If you can't be trusted with mammon, you cannot be trusted with the true riches. You have need of, in these last days, of the true riches. And I'm not talking about mammon and money. That'll be a byword. That'll be just icing on the cake. It'll be something that's available. You're going to need the true riches. You're going to need to know how to access the secret places. Not to visit, but to dwell. How to guard your mind against panic, against fear. How to not allow lack to enter your mind. I'll tell you something. We're coming upon times in the years to come where God is going to multiply food on your table. And see, the reason we must come into that secret place and come to that place beside him where we behold his glory is because darkness is going to prevail.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 15 of this series entitled The Blessed Life. Today's message, Follow the Money. Matthew 6, 22 through 23 states, The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? You carry the perception. All these things are in the eye. If the eye isn't single, the whole body cannot see.
Join us for this year's Pour the Oil Worship Conference at 405 Exora Avenue in Fort Pierce. On Friday, September 30th, our worship conference begins at 7 p.m. with featured guest, worship leader and gospel recording artist Benita Washington. On Saturday, October 1st, starting at 10 a.m., celebrity vocal health coach Ashayla Shanae and Benita Washington. For more information or to register, visit PourTheOilConference.com or call 772-465-0036.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Oh,